Blog Talk Radio.
There's where it's at, there's where real shit pops. At the table discussing real hip hop. I'm TDI, officially spitting. Matter of fact, call in and give your opinion. Tell that other garbage to wrap it up, it's all over. Lush pretty much got it covered from all over. And don't say I ain't so cold on ya. Like a wrestling ring is wrapped in four corners. I'm TDI, listen to people's choice. Right now with Lushy Lush, the people's voice. Make sure that you log in the rush. And you locking in with us and you're locking into Lush. Oh yes, and you know that they feeling it. Cause they on the phone like Blog Talk Radio, I'm feeling this. I'm telling you right now, I'm done playing, yo. Y'all people need to log on to Lush Radio.
Yeah, it's the incredible worldwide, internationally known, your number one hostess for the most. It's your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. And you already know what it is. We want to thank our sponsors, Funky Flashback, Strictly Bunk One, one of the hottest clothing lines worldwide, hands down. You already know what it is. Log on to www.mamaperformancetour.com for your upcoming artists. And y'all cats that want to really get on where it means, yeah. And also, yo, we is getting it in. Also, Diverse Media Group, LLC. Also, check out the Digital Conglomerate. Check out that. You know what I'm saying? The new issue in December is crazy right now. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, shout out to all my Twitter followers, man. I was on a serious hot interview, you know what I'm saying? Not a hot panel, you know what I'm saying? Conference call with Rap Star Promo, you know, and Crazy Eddie, you know what I'm saying? OG Crazy Eddie, you know what I'm saying? The Alliance, you know, and Master Ace, Freeway, African Bombada. It was some real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? Get at the man. King from Rap Star Promo, you know what I'm saying? They got a deal going on for cash right now, independent artists for $100, man. Step up your game. You already know what it is, man. We getting it in, man. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Making It Magazine, Kevin Sean, Cartier, Funky Flashback, ConsultingGuy.net, you know what I'm saying? TDI. Your boy, True Son Ali, you know what I'm saying? Everybody out there, we getting it in all day, every day, man. This is Freestyle Friday, New Music Friday. We getting it in ridiculously right now, you know what I'm saying? All day, every day. Your girl, Lushy Lush, live in the building. We're going to go to the phone line and see what's cracking. What up, what up? 352, you live in the building. What up, boo?
What up?
352, what up?
Yo. I'm trying to spit a track.
You trying to spit a track? Where you representing? Where you representing?
I'm representing Silver Spring Shores, Florida, 352.
That's what it is, man. And what's your name, love?
My name's K-Boy Kyle.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead and give us something real quick, man.
All right, here it is. I'm going to set my beat.
Yeah. You already know Captain Scholes Entertainment.
Yeah.
MySpace.com/CaptainScholes
Music. Yo, I will take you out real quick. Yeah, I got that real quick. Riding in that real whip. What you wanna do, son? This it will be gruesome. Lay you in the tomb, son. If you got a problem, I'ma bring it to your mom. I'ma drop some fucking bombs like a motherfucking atom. If you got a problem, I'ma drive up in the Phantom. Release that ratchet. You don't wanna have it. I will start a havoc. I will start blasting, my bullets is capping, my bullets overlapping. I will kill your captain, nigga, you is faggot. If you wanna start shit, I will be marching right to your territory. Bitch, you will not scaring me. I will fucking tear your knee up with the AK. You better walk away, bullet right in your face. I am so crazy, I will snatch up your lady. I will murder your baby. I am on some fucking crazy shit. I will kill you amazing shit.
Okay, man. Okay. Man, that was all right. You sound really like you wanted to kill a couple of people, though, man. You angry over there, though? Yankee, I don't want you to kill nobody over there, dog. We just had a killing in Fort Hood, Texas, man. But it was hot, though. It was hot.
It's not releasing, it releases and it comes out so harsh that it's just.
I understand. You sound real passionate right there, son. You sound really passionate right there, son. So,
yeah,
you know.
If I was to write it down, I could come up with some other shit, but that's just.
And how old are you, love?
I'm 16.
That's what's up, man. We love, you know what I'm saying? We love, you know what I'm saying, our teenagers coming in here, you know what I'm saying, definitely doing what they do, man. So you in high school right now?
Yeah, I'm in high school. I graduate next year.
So shout out to high school real quick, fam.
At Lakewood High School. Got to keep it up. Got to get that education. Stay in school, people.
That's what's up, man. And you know what I'm saying? If you want to put out any plugins and stuff, like your Twitter and all that, so Cass can get at you?
Yeah, it's www.myspace.com/CassandScholesMusic.
That's what's up. Cass and Scholes Music. That's what's up, man. Cass and Scholes, stay on the line with us because I got some new music for New Music on Friday, you know, Make It or Break It. So I would like to have your opinion and feedback on this new music. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you. I'll do that.
That's what's up, man. We live in the building right here, you know what I'm saying, getting it in on Lush Radio Online. I want to send a shout-out to all my soldiers out there, you know, that families, you know, that got wounded in the situation in Fort Hood, Texas, one of the largest military bases nationwide, you know what I mean? And we had a tragedy that just happened where, you know, a major actually, you know, set off fire and just went postal and, you know, shot, you know, 12, and they died, and we had 30 that were wounded. So right now, the major is in a coma at this moment in time. But tragedy, you know, prayers and everything go out to the family members and everything. And apparently the gentleman didn't want to go to Iraq and be deployed. And he was a psychiatrist, actually, you know. So, you know, it's a tragic situation. You know what I'm saying? If you want to speak on it, call in at 347-826-7722. But you know what I'm saying, what it is. It's Friday. It's crazy right now. And if y'all don't know what it really is, man, for y'all that want to step your game up, check out the Performance Tour. Check this commercial out.
www.myperformancetour.com. Artists, DJs, producers, and models, are you tired of searching for the spotlight? Well, if so, beginning December 11th, 12th, and 13th at the Hilton Daytona Beach Oceanfront Resort in Daytona Beach, Florida, the Performance Tour is exactly what you've been waiting for. Register today at myperformancetour.com. Artists, come and finally get a chance to be heard by the industry's majors. DJs, come and show your skills in a DJ battle. Producers, come and network with over 1,000 artists, sell your beats, and get recognized by the industry's majors. And models, come walk the runway showing out the hottest new designs of the hottest clothing line. Strictly Bump 1. That's right, Strictly Bump 1. This event will also be filmed by G-Unit's ThisIs50.com. Confirmed for the panels thus far are representatives from Atlantic Records, Def Jam Records, G-Unit, Interscope Records, Swisher House Records, writers from BET and VH1, and many more. So register right now at www.myperformancetour.com.
And that's real talk right there, man. You know what I'm saying? MyPerformanceTour.com. Step your game up, man. You really want to get in where you fit in, then you need to holler at Strictly Bump 1, or you need to holler at MyPerformanceTour.com, www.MyPerformanceTour.com. Holler at them. Get it in where you fit in. You already know what it is. Good girl, let's live in the building. You know what I'm saying? You know, and definitely we're going to go ahead and go and give y'all some good music right now. You know what I'm saying? This joint right here is definitely some hot stuff all day, every day. I think I might take y'all back to, you know what I'm saying, here we go, yo, here we go, yo. So what, so what, so what, what scenario? Bam!
First up to back, no batteries included and no strings attached, no holds barred, no time for move faking, bacon. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, my crew will help you get your Z's true. But here's the real scoop. I'm all that and then some. Sharp Dr. Handsome, bust a nut inside your eye to show you where I come from. I'm vexed, fuming, I've had it up to here. My days of paying dues are over. Acknowledge me is in there, yeah. Head for the border, go get a taco. I see record from the jump street, meaning from the get-go. Sit back, relax, and let yourself go. Don't sweat what you heard, but act like you know. Yes, yes, y'all.
Yes, y'all.
Who got the vibe? It's the tribe, y'all.
Tribe, y'all.
Vibe, y'all.
Vibe, y'all.
Inside, outside, come around.
Who's that?
Brown. Some may I say, call me Charlie. The word is the herb, and I'm deep like Bob Marley. Lay back on the payback, Bob rotates the gate.
Contact.
Can I get a hit?
Hit.
Boom, bit with a brother named Tip, and we're ready to flip. East Coast stomping, ripping and romping. New York, North Cackalacka, and Compton. Check it, check it, check it out. The loop for the juice, more bounce to the ounce. And wow, how now, wow, how now, brown cow. We're ill till the skill gets down for the flex. Next, it's a textbook old to the new, but the rest are doo-doo. From radio to the video to Arsenio, tell me, yo, what's the scenario? Whoopie-doo, whoopie-doo. Scenarios, radios, rate more than four. Scores for the floor, that's mother damn floors. Now I go for mine, stays the seashore. Zip shape, plus great eight, the play tape. Take, make, take, take for the weight of an
Ella, Anita.
Still we just the leader. Base in the space means peace, see you later. Later,
later,
later, alligator. Pop, blow, the weasel, and the earth, the inflator. We go the D, what the O, incorporated INC into a flow. Funk, flip, slap, back, first, this foul. Fight, 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 laugh, yo, how that sound?
Mission and we got the goods here.
Yeah.
Never on the left, cause my right's my good ear.
Yeah.
I could give a damn about an ill subliminal. Stay away from crown, so I ain't no
criminal.
I love my young nation, groovy sensation. No time for hibernation, only elation. Don't ever try to test the water, little kid. Yo, Mr. Busta Rhymes, tell them what I
heard. You rushed and rushed and attacked. Then they rebuked and you had to smack. Causing rambunction throughout the sphere. Raise the levels of the boom inside the ear.
You know I did it, so don't violate or you'll get violated. The hip-hop sound is well agitated. We'll never waste no time on a played-out ego. So here's Busta Rhymes with the scenario.
Watch as I combine all the juice from the mind. Heal up, wheel up, bring it back, come rewind. Powerful impact,
boom!
From the cannon, not bragging. Try to read my mind, just imagine. Both can't feel very necessary when taking into my library. Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Eating, I do, do like the one piece of tartar. All over the track, man. Pardon me, as I come back, as I did the girl, I had to beg your pardon. When I travel through the turn, I roll with the squadron. Row, row, like a dungeon dragon. Take your little jaws with your pants are sagging. Try to tip to this, I will put you in a turban and have it smell it right like the most stale urine. Chuckity choco, the chocolate chicken, the rear cock diesel, the cheeks, they were kicking. Yo, bust it out before the buster, bust it out the round, the rhythm is in sync. About the old town, tripping up the sound just like a Richie Yo. Observe the vibe and check out the scenario.
Yo, yo, yo.
Yeah,
here
my
go,
man,
yo.
Motherfucker.
So what's the scenario? So what's the scenario?
That was a throwback for y'all, man. Y'all remember that joint, man. Like a dungeon dragon, you know what I'm saying? And I think I got the man with the plan, you know what I'm saying? One of the hottest MCs in the DMV. Don't sleep. This dude is crazy right now, you know what I'm saying? Cartier, king of the punchlines, man, live in the building. What up, my dude?
You already know.
What's up, man? What up, Lushy Lush? What it is, man?
Ain't nothing much, man.
It's cold outside, man. So this cold weather coming out of nowhere. The Hawk is out. Flap, flap.
Yeah, the Hawk is out crazy right now, son. I had to, you know what I'm saying, go cop me another jacket. It's crazy right now, son.
Yeah, I can't. I need to do. I wish I was a bird so I can fly south, man. No, if I could just evolve and just grow some wings right now, man, I'd be straight.
Yeah, I feel you, my nigga, man. This shit is crazy right now, son.
It's all good,
I think. What you think? You think we're gonna have like a crazy, serious cold winter, man?
It might be, man. Cause I mean, it's been a minute since we had something super crazy. So I think this might be the one.
That's what it is, man. That's some serious stuff, man. So y'all need to bundle up, man. I'm going to upstate New York today, man, because like 6 o'clock in the morning. Well, actually tomorrow, but it's going to be more than 6 o'clock in the morning. You know, I got, you know, Let's Radio Online, I got nominated for an award, so I'm going to be up there and see what's cracking and get it in real quick, you know what I'm saying?
Congrats on that.
You know what I'm saying? You know, that's, you know what I'm saying? It's all love.
Bring it on, man.
I want to bring it home, man. For real, you know what I'm saying? For the DMV, man. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to bring that back in.
Yes, sir.
You know what? Hey, and Cardi, man, we gotta do a big DMV event, man. You know what I'm saying? Had you headlining the joint, dog. For real. We need to really do something serious out this month.
Yeah, man. You know, we need to make that happen.
For real. Oh. Definitely, man. You know what I'm saying?
True.
Dog, how you feel about my dude that just went postal on Fort Hood, man? How you feel about that situation, dog?
Oh, that shit is... it's one of them things happen every couple of years. So it's like... I don't know. It's messed up that it had to happen, but, you know, it's the world's so crazy, man. You know, it's just unfortunate for the people that they had nothing to do with nothing. They just lost lives, but... crazy stuff that's always been going on like this for years.
Well, man.
I don't know what to say about it. I mean, we done seen this movie before in different periods of time. We saw Columbine. We saw Virginia Tech. We've seen this movie before. It's just another year.
Yeah.
So, it's crazy. I don't know what to say about it, man. Just God, I mean, blessing to all the people with the victims or the families that they lost, you know. It's sad, but, I mean, nothing surprises me no more.
Definitely, you know what I'm saying? I mean, the loss of jobs done hyped up like crazy, son.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. Yo.
It's so much stuff that I've been reading and studying, man. It's like, oh, man, it's going to get worse. That's the crazy part about it. So people need to wake up, man. Stop looking at the Maury Show every day. Start reading books and informing yourself, because this is about to be really real in a minute.
That's real talk right there, man. You ain't never lie about that situation, man. Cassidy really need to step their game up out here because, you know, this life right here is not promised to no one. And real talk, people are really sleeping on what's really going on in the United States of America, for real.
Yeah, they need to really wake up because the United States, yeah, wake up. That's all I got to say. Study, man, you know. Don't believe what people tell you, man. Research.
That's real talk, man. You know what I'm saying? And you know what? I definitely, you know what I'm saying, Gotta shout out my man, you know, Cartier, because this dude right here, not just being a great MC, he's a very intelligent individual, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we definitely talk about some real deep things, you know, that really affect the world. And some people are not ready for the truth, man. You know, some people definitely are not ready for the truth, and they sit here and they walk this blind life that, like, you know, tomorrow is promised to everyone out here, and it's not. You know, y'all better, you know, wake up. You know what I'm saying? For real, y'all better wake up. Seriously. You know what I'm saying? And for real, man, you know, with this whole hip-hop situation and everything, you know, I don't even really care no more to the point that, like, you know, it's like, you know, who really, you know, excuse my French, well, who gives? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
because
at
the day, cats are selling their soul to the devil, dog.
They're selling it real, and they're selling it for it's one thing to sell your soul to the devil, but it's another thing to sell your soul at a real low price.
You know
what I'm saying? You don't sell it. You don't sell your soul. Skyrocket it, baby. You know, make a nigga big. What about, make a nigga do that. Y'all niggas is giving it away for free. That's even more worse.
Oh, man, they got them out there turning tricks in the game, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, you know? I don't know, man. They might as well join the circus, man.
They might as well, man. It's a zoo out here in this game, man. I don't even understand what's going on.
Damn, you want to be famous, so you want to live a life of a superstar, want a big house, big cars. Cypress Hill told y'all. Cypress Hill told you, man. No, I don't know. People want to, hey, the price of fame, man.
Yeah,
do you really
home.
Want it? Ask yourself, do you really want it, man? Some of y'all are not ready for what you asked for.
But then at the end of the day, Cardi, right, like we was on a conference call with your man, you know, from King of Rap Star Promo, and they were talking about, you know, some real serious issues. Like, you got a lot of people, you know, that go hard for Cat, but then at the end of the day, you question yourself, man. Like, is it worth it? You know, am I going to see anything out of this situation? Am I, you know, because it's like, you know, you can go hard, you know how you can go hard for your DMV cat, but at the end of the day, are they going to go as hard as that for you?
Yeah, they going to go hard for you. And you never really know if they go hard unless until they put in a situation where it's a test to see if they go hard or not. Like, you don't know if a person is going to fight for you until you get into a fight.
Mm-hmm.
So if they ain't never gotten a fight with you before, they say, yeah, we're going to hold you down. But until that, you know, that situation happens, that's when you see if it's really real. Because you can be in the club one night and somebody jump you, and when the fight is all over, ain't nobody there. But you and one other nigga, and you came with 15 niggas.
And that's real talk right there. And that's the same thing that go with this music industry, man. Like, say, for instance, that situation with your man Beans.
Yeah.
The situation with your man Beans and Jay.
Yeah.
Like, man, Beans thought the same rules applied from the streets, you know what I'm saying?
Man,
and the business area. If that's not your man's in them and he ain't grow, he don't owe you nothing. That's how this dude is looking at it. Because
yeah.
he a businessman. But
yeah.
you come from the street, and you saying that this man taking you under your wing, you feeling like, yo, that's my man's in them. I'm going to go hard for this dude because, you know, this how we doing the streets.
Yeah.
But,
nah.
He like a dude. It's like, yo, son, I don't know you like that. You ain't my, you know, legitimate family. Nah, I'm getting this money. And if you eat off of it, and, you know, whatever I give you, if not, then it is what it is. I done ate. You know, so, you know, that's the situation. Like, who really goes hard for you for real, for real? And it's and you'll learn easy enough that you need to separate your friends from your associates.
Yeah.
And really, it's hard to even play with that word friend out there, yo.
Yeah, the older you get, the more you start to understand what a friend is.
Real talk, man. We got
you don't get that many of them in your life.
That's real talk. You ain't never lie about that one. We got a caller from the 678. You live in the building on Lush Radio Online. You're live in the building with the hottest MC from the DMV, your man Cartier. You know what I'm saying? What up, what up, what up with your girl that she loves? 678, that sounds like ATL. What up, what's cracking?
Yo, it's popping. This your boy Lalo. I changed my number like girls popping with a Lush.
What up with you?
Nothing much. Just right now I'm in the studio just chilling. You know, thought I'd call in and say what's up.
That's what's up, fam.
That's what's up.
Nothing much. Just living life, man. What y'all talking about? I heard what y'all talking about, but I need to know, like, somebody do something wrong or something?
Nah, who was it?
The last subject we was on was, you know, people go hard for people, but are those people you go hard for go hard for you? And when the situation is, you know, starts to come up about, you know, different things, music, whatever, streets.
I've had a lot of those situations. I just brushed them off because that's old news. You know, I want the new news. So I have had a lot of people do that to me. I go hard for them and they don't go hard for me. So I just drop the subject and keep moving. So.
The situation is, right, you might got DJs, right? They might like, yo, I want to break independent artists. I want to, you know what I'm saying, that's my niche. but he ain't getting paid. He ain't getting nothing. The artists don't even respect this cat, but he going so hard for them. And the question is, you going so hard to the grave for these cats, or do you think they going to go hard for you? That's the question. That's the question. You got to think it to yourself, if a person in your life is not adding to your growth or your progression and bringing you down, then you need to delete that. That stuff has to go. And with the situation with Beans and Jay's situation, my thing is like this. Like, you can go to 50, which is all good and dandy, but 50 is looking out for his mans in them. You got young, you got your man Spider Lope that was on it, and 50 told him he was ready in 2006, and where he at right now? You know what I'm saying? My man was on it. You know what I'm saying? He a good dude, but you know, at the same day, at the same time, who's to say that 50 gonna push him as hard as that? The thing about it is knowing this business, man. Everybody think that they could just go on the studio. Everybody think that, you know, somebody's their friend. This music business, you gotta have a thick skin and you gotta learn the business.
Yeah, like if you're trying to get rich or wealthy, you can't get rich or wealthy with friends with broke minds. So you gotta watch out who you make friends with.
But Jay-Z ain't had no broke mind, so I'm not understanding. But they was never friends. But he thought that was his friend.
Oh, we talking about somebody? Who is that person you
talking
about?
We talking about the situation with Jay and Beans.
Oh,
and guess what? Your man Shalimar, coincidentally, that had the interview with Beans, got fired the next day. Ain't that crazy?
What the hell?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Ain't that crazy right there? You know what I'm saying? In this game, cats be trying to blackball cats hard body. See, people in situations like that in power, like your man Jay or people like Puffy, you know what I'm saying? Like the same situation with Wendy when she talked about, you know, Puffy and she got fired. You know what I'm saying? Situation is that certain cats have, you know, Fortune 500 cats that's backing them. They done sold their
souls
to the devil in this game. And if you try to go at them, they always going to come on top because they can basically erase you. There's a difference between corporate goons and street goons. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the game is totally a whole different. It's the same game, but it's on another level. It's on a whole total different level, man. It's crazy as I don't know what, man, for real. And today on what is it? 2020 or so, Rihanna's supposed to be coming on, talking about her side of the story. You know what I'm saying? About your man just being up and all that jazz. You know what I'm saying? Do you think anybody cares anymore, or do people really want to hear her side of the story?
I think people,
of course people want to know. You got people that's miserable and have no lives that would love to know what happened.
He did.
You know what I'm saying? They probably been waiting. They probably go, what's the thing that you do when you at home, when you not at home and you record it, when you not there, what is it? DVR some shit?
Yeah, DVR
song.
Yeah, they probably do that.
Yeah. They probably make
them
happy.
On their lunch break, they probably go all the way home to only lunch break just to see it.
That's crazy, man.
But I don't care about that, man. I mean, that dude, he did what he did, and she provoked what he did, and it's that. That's what I think, and it's over with. They broke up. He's back to making records, and now she's starting it up over again. Like, after it faded away, now she want to come out.
Now
yeah,
she's bringing
like,
it back up. People are already leaving it alone.
Yeah, as if she's subliminally making it more fucked up for him. People don't look at it like that. Like, it's kind of like now he's back in his vibe. He's making people transform, whatever he likes to do. And now she comes out of the woodwork to bring that damn dark cloud back over him again. That's that devil type shit.
Hey, but that, hey, but you know what, Chris Brown with that devil shit too, so
yeah,
I don't
mean,
know.
You know. I don't know, man. I don't know them niggas.
So, I guess publicity, you know what I'm saying? I guess.
Hey, man, I guess it's publicity too, because you know what I'm saying? Like, this is like how many months later? Like, this chick is like crazy right now. Like, this dude is transforming people with Squizzy and all that, you know what I'm saying? And I definitely like, I'm not a super Lil Wayne fan, but that song is hot as shit.
What? What's
I don't
that?
Know about, I don't know about Chris Brown wearing, you know, that jacket with no shirt on. That was kind of like homo. But anyway.
Jacket with no shirt on. I never heard that one before. They got a video of it or something?
You ain't never seen that? Come on now. Where you been at, huh? You got to go on YouTube, man. A world star hip hop. That joint is on there, man. Transform
jackets
you.
Jackets with no shirt on. Oh,
jacket
transform
with,
you?
You got a jacket with no shirt on, dog. And your man Lil Wayne with his bird test.
What
your man out with the guitar looking crazy, dog.
No homo, but I'm about to go see what you're talking about.
Yo, go check it out, man. The joint is hot as I don't know what. Before we get into the nitty-gritty, since it is Follow Friday on Twitter, I want to send a shout-out to a consultant guy, one of the hottest-working cats on the Internet. You know what I'm saying? Follow that cat right there. You know what I'm saying? Nisha Management, CJ Snipes. Y'all need to follow Cartier because that dude is crazy on the Internet right now. Also, you need to follow my man Ola on the Twitter. You know what I'm saying? You know your girl Lushy Lush. Rap Star Promo, The Alliance, DJ Lady Blaze, E2K Magazine, Grim to the Reaper, and all my cats that's following me, man. Y'all know what it is, man. We're going to do Make It or Break It soon. But you know what I'm saying? I like taking cats back, you know what I'm saying? Back in the day, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, I mean, tell me where y'all was at, you know, when this song, you know, came about, you know, I got this song that you know takes me back to a day when it definitely was, you know, saying some hot stuff. You know, I don't know if y'all remember this joint, but if you're a real hip hop lover, tell me what this is.
Here comes the pitch, and it comes in wide, and the count now is 1-1 to Jackie Robinson. Billy Martin.
Panic, that's another manic depressant. Adolescent stares at death. Now what's left when there ain't no God and a whole lot of pride? It might be a homicide, so let the drama slide. We don't want no problems, bitch. Get your name in the obituary column, shit. Cause life is too short and it just gets shorter. I wish I had a quarter for all my people they slaughter. Last year alone in the dead zone. Walk straight, but don't walk late. Cause I'm coming with a hate only made from what it made me. Cause nobody ever played me. Now it's only getting worse. Buckshot and ace in the land of the waste. Kicking you in your face.
We be doing it up Brooklyn style. What does it take to get you out? My mentality is getting iller, killer. Instinct is trying to infiltrate, but wait. I know you want to enter, but I can't let you in. My mind thinks the matters. I'm gone with the wind. Because it is survival of the fittest. When the shit hits the fan, I got my shank in my hand. Black man with the permanent tan. I come from the villain, never ran. Damn, I'm feeling another part of reality. Hit me when I represent the FAP. Straight from the bill, till then play the building. I mean literally when I say I make a killing. For my cypher, see I'm feeling the Busta pipe. Original heads represent the Brooklyn all night. Do or die, I'm saying this, you or not. Bring your click, so we can get known like family sly. Used to see I in the bush. Mighty machine, rocking the rock, giving the push. We did it like that and now we do it like this. We did it like that and now we do it like this. Go inside your mind and find a time that you miss. And just think about the steel in your fist. It's just an extension of your arm. It's that ghetto type of charm that makes all the homeboys swarm. Can I drop the bomb? Oh yes I can. Move with the groove, move like Geechee Dan. Who is the man? Fat kid there. Who is the chick with the pick in her hair? Angela or Davis? And we roll like Avis. Rent a car, kid, there you are. You know where to find me whenever you need me. If you know the app, follow the path to the land of the aftermath.
but don't frolic in the midst. Crazy ass Brooklyn kids, cause they always throwing a body on my lawn. I'm getting a rock, voila, without a collar. Get off my block, boy, and give me a dollar for the trouble. I'll get blown up like a bubble.
Now let's take a sec to think back. Yeah, of the 7-0, but Brooklyn was the place to go. Flow on a journey up the Crown Heights. Average feel, feel the real, on your life. Right, individuals live in the PJs. D-E will check my DJ. Hey, play what I wanna play in the day. But in the night, I feel the right, took the left, fuck town, Brooklyn, break it down. Head from state to state, travel as I unravel the race. How it tap, shot, and stutter. I remember way back in the days playing hot peas and butter. Brother, if you want another lesson, Brooklyn, session, take it back, Blacksmith and Weston.
Press your luck, you get stuck by bucks, throw your buck. Master Ace has the taste for duck and duck sauce. So tell Lord Digger, dig a grave for the bones. Sticks and stones, while I kick some ancient homes through your dome. Act went back to attack your home. So tip, can I flip?
Yes, you can.
I'm in the world war with Muhammad, my man. Feels so good to be a Brooklyn Dodger. What's happening to Rerun and Roger? I think I seen him wearing Timberlands and running down the block from Dwayne, and Dwayne had a Glock. Cause he be selling rock for the Partridge family, and Reuben Kincaid dropped the 300E. And he be pimping Chrissy from Three's Company, plus he sucked Mr. T for all his jewelry. This is the 70s thing from the days when kids didn't act so crazy.
Now, check it. If you a real hip-hop cat, tell me who was part of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Tell me who was part of the Brooklyn Dodgers. Hip-hop quiz of the day. Who was a part of the Brooklyn Dodgers?
I'm Kanye. African. I don't know.
What up? I don't know. I think it was Buckshot. It was Master Ace, and I can't remember the third one. I know it was three, right?
Yep.
I can't remember
what he said.
Let's see if this caller from the 30147 live in the building. What up, DMV? You live on Lush Radio Online. What's cracking, boo?
What's good, Lush? It's Nisha.
What's up, Nisha? What's cracking, booby?
Oh, you know, same old, getting it in.
Hey, y'all, this is one of the hottest managers worldwide, hands down. This girl is one of the hottest. Besides me working hard, she works hard as hell. You know what I mean? I need to support her for real, man. She's doing hard on the internet, hard body, doing some serious things, man. Nisha, maybe you can, you know what I'm saying, save this for the women, man. You know, because these men over here, you know what I'm saying, they ain't giving us this information, man. Can you hold it down for the sisters? Who were the three members of the Brooklyn Dodgers?
Buckshot, Master Ace, and Special Ed.
Whoa! Oh my God! Oh my God!
That's a winner.
Wow, 1 point for the ladies. Nisha takes it for the ladies, man.
That was a girl. I would have never. When she said special, I'm like, damn, that, it was special there. Wow.
You know, but she, check this out. See, Nisha had kind of got a heads up, even though I know she's smart as I don't know what, but she was on the show.
I was going to say that.
I did have Special Ed and Master Ace. We ain't had Buckshot, but both of them was on the show together the other day, you know what I'm saying? But, you know, I'm glad that, you know what I'm saying, she held it down for the ladies. But y'all supposed to know that, man. I'm going to beat y'all.
I was going to say that. You didn't let me finish. You Kanye West me right there.
Layman said, I don't know because I'm African. I'm African, too. Come on, now.
That was a Lalu Twit that said that.
Wow. Yeah, wow.
I'm going to turn you away. You're not letting me finish.
Wow. Hey, Nisha, we was taking it back old school, and we going to do this make it or break it situation, man. Nisha, man, tell us how you feel about the whole Beans situation, man, the Beans and Jay-Z situation, man.
Man, I mean, truthfully, I'm tired of all hip-hop drama, real talk. I mean, one way or another, it's always going to be some sort of beef from some petty BS that's going on, and I feel like that's why we're going under in hip-hop. And why Pop and the rest of those cats are taking over. I mean, it's a lot of really shady stuff going on right now, behind the back stuff with these record labels. And, you know, we're the problem. We're the cause of it. I mean, take it back to when hip hop was a lifestyle as opposed to it being a fad or who can make the quickest buck and we should be all right.
Yep. Definitely. I mean, you know, it used to be a culture. Now it's basically a commercial.
Exactly. See, that's what I'm saying. Like,
you know?
Like, the way that this thing is going is ridiculous. I mean, if we would come together, we would be an unstoppable force. But because we refuse to do that, we're going to constantly stay and be the underdog. I mean, you got Interscope, who's now dropping all hip-hop and rap artists because they don't want to deal with them because there's too many problems. They're now signing, you know, side marketing and promotion and distribution deals with the other labels if they follow suit. You know what I'm saying? So the indies are going to have to take it over because it's not going to work for the majors right now. There's just too much drama going on. You got 50 beefing with everybody and their mama. You got, you know what I'm saying, Game beefing, Jay-Z beefing, Beans is beefing. I mean, like, just do what you do. I don't understand why everybody is so damn concerned with what the other person is doing besides trying to be successful. Let that man get his and call it a day.
Yeah, and then like I told number four on the show earlier, like, at the end of the day, this was a business. I mean, Beans is all good, but at the end of the day, son, nobody really, you got to separate associate from friend. If that dude ain't grow up with you, and they even got cats that grew up with each other and they backstab each other. But at the end of the day, it's a business. And if Beans ain't have his business together, then, you know, he suffered the consequences for that.
Okay? I agree.
You know,
I agree.
So there's nobody to blame in that situation but himself because he wasn't on his P's and Q's. You can't blame nobody for your failure if you don't cover all ends on your area in order to secure your success. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of people twist it. You know, a lot of people get it twisted. They think that it's in the other person's hands in order for them to make them successful. You're in charge of your success, not everybody else. You know? And that's definitely real talk right there, man. You know what I mean? That's definitely some crazy stuff. So, Nisha, man, tell us what's new with Nisha Management, because you got all kinds of stuff going down, fam.
Well, let me see. One of my artists just dropped his latest mixtape, Lyrical Plague. It dropped on Halloween. It's fire. You can cop that on netpiff.com/Nisha Management. Got a college mixtape tour jumping off. The first joint is November 19th at Morgan University. So we're doing that. And then, of course, you know, I've been putting out the crossover, which is the crossover between the U.S. and some of the international states, which just got picked up by the U.K., so we're going to be doing that tour.
That's what's up. I definitely need to holler at you on that jump off on some real talk. And my man Cartier need to get on that crossover tour, even the college joint, for real. I need to talk to you about that situation, doggy, for real.
Not that's wrong. Definitely. You know, I'm always accessible to you. You got me 24/7. It's nothing.
I love Nisha, man. For real, I love her, man. Y'all definitely need to join the site, man. Nisha, tell them what the site is, man.
NishaManagement.ning.com. Come get on, join, network, let's get it in, join together, one love, one movement.
That's what it is, man. What? Huh?
Somebody just said connect like butt cheeks. I don't know who said that.
Wow. Okay. No homo, dog. No homo.
Hey, I got that from How High. I got that from How High.
Oh, bad.
And Lush.
Yeah.
Lush, you need to cop that Lyrical Plague joint too, by the way, because you're on it.
I'm on it.
Yeah.
What am I saying on that joint, dog?
You know, you interview Snipes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Word, man, I need to cop that then, dog. Send me that joint, dog. That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? I get so much love, you know what I'm saying, worldwide. This is what makes me happy right here, you know what I'm saying? This love right here. Can y'all tell me who were the two hot people that was on this joint? And where were you at the moment when you heard this joint?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Phone checker, swinging sword lecture, closing down the sector, supreme neck protector, better want him kid, Mr. Messer, forming pot, about to blow his lid from the pressure, too hot for TV, for cheesy, too many wanna be hard, be easy, it's all in together, going all out together, it don't take much to please me, still homes, I'm never satisfied like the stones, we don't condone biting, see them selling crossbones, protecting what I'm writing, don't clash with the titan, who blasts with a license, to kill rap recitants, come on, in the zone with your nigga from the group home, to cow,
fuck your lifestyle,
put your lights out, get this shit to crackin', got you feeling with your pipes out, time for some action, surfing the avenue, mad at you, where I used to battle cruise, back when that's when that, had that attitude, cover me, I'm going in, walls closing in, got us busting off these pistols, my niggas got issues again, same song, armed with the mega bomb, blow you out the frame, then I'm gone,
yo, I was going too, but we roam, cellular phones, dot meth, back in the flesh, blood and bones, don't condone, spin bank loans and homegrown, suckers break like turbo in ozone, when I grab the broom, moonwalk, the two hawk, my goons bark, leave you in the blue lagoon lost. True, V9's in the club with my suit, he dying in the glove, right behind on the boss. Haters don't touch, what? Weigh us both up, now my neighbor doped up, got the cable hooked up, all channels, lift my shirt, all mammal, you ship off keys and we ship grand piano, all on shotgun, hand on the pump, sipping on the 40, yeah. Smoking on the blood, bust my gun,
red and meth, hitting jump,
la 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 la.
Was you at when you first heard that joint? And two, who are the two hot cats that was on this joint? Maybe the men can redeem themselves.
Yeah, I got this one. Yeah, I was in France when I heard this. Red Man and Method Man.
The men have came back with an answer, man. The men have came back.
I think they should get a half of it.
Yeah. What do I win? You laughing, I'm serious. What do I win?
You win your pride back, dog.
I don't know, Lush. I don't know. I think they should get a half a point for that joint. They said their names in the song. I don't know. I got questions. That's all I'm gonna say.
Damn, why should you gotta instigate?
For real,
yeah, I'm just saying, I heard their names in a song. You know what I'm saying?
I didn't hear it.
Pick up.
I'm getting my left and right here.
Oh, man. We're still questioning that situation, you know what I'm saying? But we're going to go ahead and be nice, you know what I'm saying, give them that point, you know what I'm saying?
We tied right now.
Hey, Cardi, where were you at when you first heard that joint?
Man, I can't even remember. I know I was in high school, though, when that came out.
You was in high school?
Yeah, I was in high school. I don't know exactly where I was at. I know that dude. I know it would come on I think the Box was hot at that time. It wasn't no MTV2. It was the Box.
Yeah.
I think it was coming on around that time.
That's
if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, that was, damn, time go by quick. Yeah, that was in high school, definitely high school when that
came
out.
Did you play old school music with Chris Cross at?
Whoa.
Mickey.
Wow, okay.
What? You don't know about Chris Cross? I said Chris Ross. Chris Cross.
Oh, wow.
All I'm going to say is that's your people, Lud. That's your people.
Damn.
Hey, I'm going to just be over here. Yeah.
Hey, yo.
I'm going to go take a drink of some water.
Yo, Nisha, where were you at when you heard that joint, dog?
I don't know. I'm scared now.
When I heard that, man, I had to.
I'm afraid.
So quiet.
Oh, man.
Right away.
I was definitely in elementary.
What year did that joint come out?
That was like 90? 90?
I think so.
92?
Yeah, I was in high school.
Damn.
I think I was in high school too, man.
Man, don't be trying to be the same age as me. Come on. Don't be trying to. Come on. You know what I'm saying? You was teacher high school, man. Come on. I think you were my algebra teacher. Come on, man.
Hey, Les,
you was calling
out the road. Oh, man. You see how Nisha beating me up over here, man? You hear that, man?
Calling out the road.
My people said they, Ola said he went on the joint on the check, and he said he wanted to check out the Transform You video because he ain't see it yet. He said somebody left a comment talking about that Chris Brown to transform you like he transformed Rihanna's face.
Wow.
I guess that was the name. I guess that sparked the name of the song.
But you know what, though? He transformed more than her face. Her whole personality has changed.
Yo, she's like the dark. Hey, she's the dark goddess now. She's the dark goddess, man. She's like the vampire princess now, dog.
Yeah, she's
got to
get that.
What happened to that island girl?
Yeah, she got
you know
like
what
an
old
vibe or something.
Yo,
no,
her,
she
skin,
got with
her,
Jay-Z.
Dog, her skin done turned white, dog, like a vampire, like off of freaking what's that movie called? Twilight, dog. Like
yeah.
She needs to be called Twilight.
it might work for her though.
Well, Halloween is every day
for
her.
You know what I'm saying? Those ones who went to Satan though. But anyway.
Just like, what the hell did Cassie do to her hair? Where they do that at?
What?
She cut her hair. You didn't see Cassie with her hair do?
Wow.
No.
Is that what they're calling it?
I don't know what it is. I call it a disaster, but whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, that was, she definitely gets negative publicity for that because she is out of order.
She lost
110
points.
Wow. Where did Cassie come from? But, where was you at when you heard this joint? Tell me, who were the three members of this joint right here?
Everybody wanna sound right,
yeah,
me. I'ma show you how. fingers is an imitation, a figment of your imagination. But wait, it gets worse. I'm not watered down, so I'm dying of thirst. Coming through with a scam, foolproof plan. B-boys make some noise and just jam.
Now, Nisha, man, you got to go hard for us, Nisha, okay?
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? We got Nisha, and you got Cartier, and you got my man Ola over there, right? The first question for this group right here is, who was the fourth member that was deceased from Onyx?
Oh, I got that.
Go ahead, Nisha.
I got that. The late Big DF.
Wow!
Please believe it. Because after that, they added sticky fingers. Yes, indeedy.
Yep. Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. This one goes to the fellas on Onyx. Who are the remaining three members of Onyx?
Hold on, somebody's knocking on my door. I gotta go check it real quick.
Oh wow, this can't get real searching on the internet. Oh, it's over.
Cardi, who are the remaining three members of Onyx?
Remaining three. Sticky Fingers, Pedro Star, and Sun C.
Wow. Hey, dog, you sure you ain't Googling? I think you cheating over there, dog.
Exactly.
Are you Googling?
I only Google myself.
So we tied up females to
okay,
men.
I'm back now.
I mean, they got one and a half though.
Oh yeah, y'all got one. We gonna give you one and a half. So you know what I'm saying.
Oh, wait, they're gonna answer my door. I'm back now.
I got you though. Now
okay.
This one right here is gonna be, before we get into the make it or break it, I wanna know who knows who this person is. I want to know if y'all, this is some real old school stuff right here. Now, you know what I'm saying? This one can be the tiebreaker right here. This one right here, y'all need to let me know, who is this? This is blank and blank. Check it out.
First, I have to bum the bass like this.
Now this is the meaning of a bugaboo. It's the person who's constantly bugging you, never giving you no room to breathe. On you like skin or a shirt with sleeves. A person that constantly wants to be around you. It could even be your mom's or boss when they hound you. To someone who's always bothering you. If you was a plant, they'd be continuously watering you, sweating you like heat. Let's say you are the cess and they are the sheep. Always on you and wrapped around you, as if you were lost and they just found you. They never get the picture. No matter how many times you diss them, they still wanna get with you. Continuously calling, never giving you a rest. A bugaboo's just like a fly. nothing but a pest. And I suggest that you step. Why? Cause you're a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
A bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
A bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
A bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. Now, girls, there's a certain guy that just be tipping on you like clothes, and I suppose that you be dipping in his kicks. Cause he's a stupid dick that be giving you this and that, so you can feel happy. Yeah, you might be happy, but you're sick of him because he's on it. And you wanna get rid of him, but he's sweating you. Don't knock it cause he's getting you everything you want, so you can get fly. You say bugaboo jump, and he says,
how high?
Hey, just get paid cause he's paying you. And don't call him by his name, call him a bugaboo. Cause you're a bugaboo, you're bugging me.
I'm bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
I'm bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
I'm bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. Now everybody knows a bugaboo or was a bugaboo. You might have had to bug a few or even fell in love and knew that you was bugging a person, never cutting no slack. Cause every time you called them, they was like,
I call you back.
Now a girl can whip a guy and he can become one. He'll be calling, you'll be stalling cause he's stupid, the dumb one. But it goes both ways. And as a matter of fact, a girl can catch a man cheating and still take him back. So to all your bugaboos who got the blues and really want it, without your bugaboos, we couldn't say that you were on it. You're a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
I'm bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
I'm bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo. You're bugging me.
I'm bugging you.
You're just a bugaboo.
I like beans. I like all kinds of beans. I like pinto beans. I like black beans. I like a lot of beans. Sometimes I eat beans and they make me fart, or I eat beans and sometimes do-do, but I eat beans. I like Mexican beans. I love American beans. I like beans. Do you like beans? What kind of beans you like? But I do like Lush Radio, and I eat beans. Thank you.
We live back in the building all day, every day. And we, you know what I'm saying, I had to throw that in, you know what I'm saying, to throw them off a little bit, you know what I'm saying. So, men, if y'all want to save these men over here, because the women are busting y'all butt right now, that challenge, who remembers what that song, who and what is the name of the song?
I know who bit it.
Who did it, Cardi?
I said, I know who bit it.
Oh, my phone's ringing.
Who bit it? Destiny Child bit that drink, right?
Oh, hello? Yeah, they definitely bit that drink.
They bit that song, like, damn near chorus for chorus. But, I go with Ed O.G.
Ed O.G. and who?
And it's nice. Like Ed O.G. and the Bulldogs. No, for real. That was in the fourth day.
Wow, I'm definitely impressed by you, Cardi, for getting that one, for real. I'm definitely impressed, dog. I'm definitely impressed.
What's up?
So that gives the guy, you know, that gives the guys actually two now, Nisha, because they came back from that half a point. So.
I think they should go ahead and get it for that one, because that was taking it back.
Yo, hello? That's
crazy, though.
Yeah.
That's
hello?
Crazy. I forgot all about that song.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
What's up, people?
We got a caller from the 215.
Oh, Philly all day. Philly all day. Philly in the building.
What up, man? Where you representing from, man? And what's your name?
What's up, Darren? What's going on, Philly all day?
What's up, Darren? You here to do this old school challenge right here, fam? And represent for?
Come on, man. Let's get this thing popping. Let's get it popping. Let's get it popping. Stop the chit chat. Let's get it crack.
Well, you know what I'm saying? Cardi brought it back. Nisha said, "Go ahead and give it to that," because that was definitely a throwback, right there.
All right, so what's
the
question?
We playing the songs and we asking, you know, saying who was in the group, you know, how well do you know your music, basically, you know what I'm saying?
Is it hip hop or is it R&B or is it everything?
Hey, I might throw some R&B in there. You never
right,
know.
No doubt, no doubt. Let's get it.
Yeah, look, I'm about to hit. My bad for cutting you off, but I'm about to get back in the studio. So it was fun kicking it with.
Okay, that's what's
I'm
up,
ready.
Man.
I'm ready.
Thanks for coming through, man. Let me check through the arsenal, man, and see what we got for y'all real quick,
oh,
man.
She got to dig in the crates.
I got to dig in the crates.
You
got to
get your fingers dusted.
Dusty.
Come on, man. You know, I'm going back now, so you better come with something. That's all I'm saying.
Hey, this one, y'all might already know what it is anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all might already know what this joint is. Y'all already might know what it is, so I'm just going to have to just ask y'all another question about it. So, what is this joint?
Oh, come on, stop it.
Oh, hold on. Okay, besides that, what year was it made? What year was...
80s, let me just figure out where was I at. That was late 80s, early 90s. I'm trying to figure. Let me look. I gotta go back in my head, y'all. That's a good year. That's a good question. The year is a good question. You threw me off with the year. Man, what year was that?
What year?
Let me see. Diamond D came out the same time. Blah, blah, blah. I'm gonna say 91.
Special Ed.
I'm gonna say 91. I may be
91.
Wrong. It's either 91 or 92. Somewhere around that era.
Well, we're gonna cross verify that. You said basically that it's basically 19. You said 19 what?
I said 91. I'm gonna stick to that because I'm not gonna sit there and change.
I think it's 92.
I said 91 or 92. It depends.
Yeah,
I mean,
I
if you get
right.
it, if you get it
no,
white labeled,
right.
if you get it white labeled, it's 91. If you want to get it a label release, then it's 92.
Wow.
I'm keeping it real, y'all. I told you.
I'm feeling you on that one.
No doubt. I keep it real. I am, challenge me. Come on, ladies. Come with something. Give me something.
Okay.
Make
hold
me
on,
sweat.
Hold on 1 second because I'm double checking. It was you said the day that it was actually released was, you know what I'm saying, I Got It Made was actually released. And you said yours, your last thought is 19 what?
I said 91.
91, okay.
I may
okay.
be wrong, but I just said 91.
91, right?
Yeah.
That it was
I'm just
deep.
Thinking of the years. I mean, because Diamond D came out around that time, and there was just a lot of hot stuff being dropped around that time.
Okay, so that's your final joint right there. And Nisha, what do you say, Nisha?
I mean, I think he's right on that one.
She don't, Nisha,
hold on,
Nisha, first of all, Nisha don't know. You know she doesn't know.
Come on, Billy.
Wow.
You don't know me like that, Philly.
Come on,
y'all know
now.
Me like that, Philly.
Well, Nisha, let me just
I'm gonna shoot. I'm gonna shoot with 1990. How about that?
Oh God, you just said 92 at first. Now make up your mind. Which one you want, 92 or 90? See, I'm not
well,
gonna go back
know,
and forth.
You know
I stay strong with one. You come in with two different ones. Pick one.
Oh, aren't you cute getting all aggressive and
no,
stuff?
No, it's not aggressive. It's the truth. Isn't that what you did? Didn't you say 1992 at first, though, Nisha? Tell the truth. Didn't you
okay,
say 92
I did
at first?
Say 92.
Thank you very much. That's all I'm saying.
Just like at first you said 91 or 92. Okay.
No, 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 no. But I said I stick to it. No, I did not say that. No, I didn't.
Bitch.
You good. You good
okay,
at the.
Okay, okay.
You good
now,
at
let's,
the spin.
Let's calm it down.
Good
now.
At the spin, doctor, but it's all good.
Okay. Question. This is the question.
Okay.
The question is, what year was I Got It Made released? It also, the same release was I Am the Magnificent, so they both were released at
yeah, exactly.
the same time.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
So, and that was the Youngest in Charge album.
Yep.
And only 16 years old. What year? That's your final thoughts? The 90s?
Yeah, I'm going with 90s.
Wow. Dun, dun, dun. Both of y'all asses is wrong.
I got it.
what is it, Cardi? Cardi, do you got it, Cardi?
It's 88. you're wrong too. Dang. The answer is 1989.
Oh, damn. I was close though. I was closer though.
What the hell?
You were close.
All right, so Niche, we both is wrong. Agree?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okie dokie.
But Cardi was the closest one, man.
So that's a point for the men, right?
Nah, hell no.
Oh, so no one gets that one, right? No one gets that one, correct?
I mean, in all fairness, when you're doing competition, you know what I'm saying, it's the closest without going over.
Oh, that's true. We both went over. We both went over.
You and I, but he didn't, did he?
Oh, yeah, he did. So that means the male should get a point then, correct?
It was still wrong, though.
No, somebody, so, didn't you say, so, I thought you said 89, my man. No,
I said 88.
It was a, but you know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna go ahead and give him a half a point.
I get a half a point,
half a point,
I'll
half
give him,
a coupon.
I'll give him
that's
a
what's up.
For extra point.
That's half a point, right? Now this one, tell me who did this joint right here.
Mm-hmm.
You got to bring it back for us, boo. You got to bring it back for us, man. And what year was it made, man? You know what I'm saying? And what were they really talking about in this joint right here? The challenge is on.
Yeah, I know that one.
They definitely talking about what the hell we need now.
Who is it?
We definitely need that. That's
Queen Latifah.
Right there.
It's Queen Latifah.
Right.
It's not Unity.
Right,
it's actually called UNITY.
Yeah.
You know. I think it's an acronym for something.
It's acronymed out. Yeah, they acronymed it. I don't know what that stands for. Maybe they don't stand for nothing. Maybe it just look good that way.
Well, actually, I don't know. That's how it was on the album. You're right. It could just have been typed like that. It may not have meant anything specific. However, you know, I don't know. Who knows?
What year did it come out?
That was 93.
Yeah, indeed.
Yeah, because I remember I was in junior high when they came out. My steps used to sing that shit every day. So I remember that one exactly.
So you said that basically...
We need to get a remake to that joint right now, or what the heck is going on?
You're right. I agree. I totally agree with that.
Okay. That's what's up. We say, so UNITY, you know what I'm saying, basically, you said it came out in 1993.
I think it dropped in 93, but I don't think the album itself released until, like, 94.
Okay, we going double Unity. Okay, all right. That joint, who gave it? Well, tell me, was that from Cardi? Who gave me that? Cardi?
Cardi gave you 93.
Wow, Cardi, you get enough. You get a full point for that one, dog.
Yeah.
Cardi is good. Wow.
I'm the youngest person in here, man. Y'all gotta show me y'all skills. I'm busting that ass right now.
Females looking kind of sloppy right now, huh?
Yeah.
What's the score? What's the score?
Maybe in this drink, man.
I mean, you from Philly, so maybe, but I don't know.
No, I just asked what's the score, huh?
What did she say? Don't play with Nisha now.
Not out these parts.
Well, what parts? What part you from, Miss Nisha, if you don't mind me asking?
Actually, I'm from Camden, New Jersey, baby.
Damn. Good Lord. Wow.
You don't mess nobody in Canada.
That ends everything right there. No comment. That's real rap.
For real.
Damn. She's straight from Camden.
Indeed.
That's like straight up Beirut over in that motherfucker. But anyway.
Beirut.
Like straight up baby visit.
Well,
next question.
Well, you know what I'm saying? This is the last and final question.
Okay.
This is the you know, maybe Nisha can, you know, come up to three and it can be tied, or maybe it'll be a tiebreaker. This one right here, I'm not gonna play a song. I want to know Okay, you got to give me all these questions. Who was the producer for the symphony?
Molly Marr. Come on now.
And who was the artist that were on the system.
I'm not going to even answer that. I'm going to let somebody, Niche, I'm going to let you have that one. Go ahead, Niche. Can you answer that one? I mean, I already gave you the producer, so that, obviously I know who the fool the artists are. I can just tell you right now, it's four of them. But I'm gonna let somebody else go ahead and answer that. I'm gonna give her. I'm gonna give her a, what they say, a lifeline.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hello. I'm sorry.
One of the greatest hip hop classic joints of all time, cuz.
What are we talking about over here?
We talking about the symphony. Who were the members of the symphony? Who were the artists that were on there?
Shit, I don't know.
Oh my God! Oh, that hurts. That hurt me to my heart right there, cuz. Damn. And you from Camden, and you don't know that one?
It's
all right. Yeah, gosh, this guy. You gotta go back into your hip hop 101 for that one, baby girl.
Hey, don't start like that, dog.
Huh?
I got him Philly cheesesteak,
but
you
been
chill, dog.
No, I'm, wasn't I saying that wrong? I just said you got to go back into your hip hop 101 class.
I don't need
that
hip hop 101 class.
Yeah, look, that song is probably the greatest crew song in the history of rap.
Okay.
Tell me I'm wrong.
So who are the people that were on the symphony?
You asking me?
I'm asking you.
Oh, my God. How you want me? Where you want me starting off with? Craig G? You want Master Ace? You want Kool G Rap? You want Big Daddy? I mean, what? Produced by Marley Marl. The sample The sample came from Billy Joel's album, 54 Street. I mean, I thought you was coming with something harder.
Okay, the harder thing. Tell me all the entire members
of the Juice Crew.
Tell me the all-star members of the Juice Crew.
Okay. You asking me or you asking Miss Niche?
I'm asking you. You said you got it.
I mean, I answered the question. I mean, you can't keep throwing questions at me. I mean, I need something for her to answer, too.
I mean,
I'm giving y'all history. You didn't ask for History 101.
Hold on. First of all, you're the one asking for something harder, right? So she's
no, I asked the question. She asked the question. It's only fair that she asked. I mean, I could answer. You're not telling me. I mean, the Juice Crew, are you serious? Come on, man. You got Roxanne Shanté. You got Biz, Kane. Come on, man. DJ Mr. Magic was one of the ones that helped start it on Cold Chillin' back in the day. I mean, I want you to throw her a question. Don't keep sliding across the Ben Franklin Bridge.
I'm still missing people. You named Marley Marl. You named Roxanne.
She was a producer. Mm-hmm. I said Bismarck. I said Kool G Rap.
Okay, keep going.
Who else? I said Big Daddy.
Uh-huh.
I said Master Ace earlier.
Uh-huh.
I said Craig G.
Uh-huh.
Hold on.
I think he lost track.
Yeah, man. He misses some people, though. He definitely misses some people.
I'm going back.
He told me.
I said Craig G. Let me see. I don't think Tragedy was with them back in the day.
You said you don't think that Tragedy was part of them, right?
I may have been wrong. You're right. I said, let me see. No, it could have been Tragedy. Tragedy could have been. What's his name? Intelligent Hoodlum. I forgot his name. There you go. All right, so let's run this down. I said Intelligent Hoodlum. I said, Marley was the producer. Let me see. I said Shanté. Oh, Shan. My bad. Oh, yeah, Down by Law. My bad. I think Shan is a member. That's a classic member. They only had like three albums, but yeah, MC Shan. Now that should be all of them, am I right?
And you missing one more person.
Oh my God, are you serious?
Okay, so
while y'all
running this down, Lushy Lush, it was great. Got to get ready for my artist interview in a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Y'all keep doing your thing.
Keep it up, girl. Keep supporting that Camden thing.
Indeed.
Much love, baby girl. Take care of yourself.
Much love.
Y'all guys, we love you, Niche Man. Support Niche Management. She's doing some hot things. Log on to the site. Get that cracking. And, you know, check out CJ Snipes. We're going to play his joint Friday night soon in a few. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man. You missing one more dude, man.
Oh, my God. You got me. I don't know. Let me see Coogee Rap and Polo. I said Kane. I said
Bitch. Did you just say who?
I said Coogee Rap.
And who else?
Coogee Rap. Oh, you mean his DJ, Polo?
You're right. Now, you definitely get the claps, man. You definitely get the
claps.
Oh,
that's what I'm saying. I know my girl appreciate it, too. Shout out to my girl, Adonis. You know what I'm saying? Let him know that I be knowing my hip-hop. Let her know her man, know her homie, know her hip-hop, her number one supporter.
That's what's up, man. You know what I'm saying? Definitely, we definitely, you know what I'm saying? You definitely shut it down along with Cardi. You know what I'm saying? Cardi.
I'm a little disappointed in Niche, though, man. You can't say you don't know no. You can't. You got to know that, cuz. How short is your attention span on hip-hop, cuz?
Oh, dog, don't even go like that, man.
It has to be. You got to be hard. Hip-hop is only new. It's only about 30, 40 years. You got to know the history. You can't just not forget that.
Actually, it's 36 years, dog.
Right, there you go. Well, I said 30 to 40 years, so you got to know the history of that. You know what I'm saying? It's only right. It's a culture, baby.
Yo, Cardi impressed me like shit when he came and he said.
Yeah, he came correct.
You know, Eddie OG and the Bulldogs.
Ooh.
I was shocked.
He should have told
it.
You should have asked him where they was from. That would have been better.
Boston.
Okay,
yeah.
What part of Boston?
I mean, I don't know. But
oh, okay, that's good. No, he's smart though. He on point. He got it though. I think he's from they from the same area as New Edition. If I'm mistaken, that same projects.
He definitely.
He knows his hip hop, yo.
Master Ace and Special Ed was on the show, the day before yesterday, and FOG. So they definitely took us back with some real hip hop issue on here, man. So this is a new song they got right here together, man.
Oh, that video is crazy.
I want y'all to go ahead. You know what I'm saying? For y'all new cats that's checking in, this is to Make It or Break It. If y'all, you know what I'm saying, this is Ed OG, you know what I'm saying, Ed OG and your man Master Ace, you know what I'm saying, it's called A Little Young, you know what I'm saying, tell me what you think about it and what do you, your perception of what you think about it, man, and is it that real? Because it really is. Check it out, Little Young.
Roster man, I'm here to tell you Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
A&E, yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Barack Obama, we need change. How many rappers in the game got little in front of their name? Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi, it's a little shame. Lil Flip, Lil C's, yo, they not the same. Lil White, Lil Mama, where Lil Zane? Lil Brother, Lil John, and Lil Fame. Real hip hop, not about your little chain. Lil Kiki, Lil Kim, a Lil Freaky. Lil Fizz, illegal with Lil Maliki. Lil Mo, Lil Bow Wow, have beef with Lil Romeo. A Lil teenager told me so. Lil Scrappy, keep my hair a Lil nappy. A little bit, cause I talk a little. You getting half bred. Unlike that rapper, Lil Half Dead. You Lil. Your little rhymes and little lines be filling in. Big Edo, little rappers, I'm belittling. There's Lil Young, I'm admitting you a Lil Young. Big mouth like Houdini for your little tongue. Hey rappers, now where's your little gun?
Understand where I'm coming from? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young. That's cause you a little young.
I know.
That's cause you a little young. Understand what I'm saying, son? Nope, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young.
Okay.
That's cause you a little young.
I know.
Boy, you a little young.
I wonder after all these years and all the fame over, as a young MC, could I take the game over? I sign with Young Money, get rich, dumb easy. Young boys get put on like Young Jeezy. Up in the club and so gung-ho. Making it rain, I'ma hang with Young Jock and Young Dro. Up in the VIP with some young girl, wearing them young clothes. Hey, young world, you got Young Hot, Young Berg, and Young City. He from Making the Band, used to run with Sean Diddy. Remember youngsters? Now we got Young Star. Too young to buy a drink, drive their own car. You got Young Buck, Young B, and Young Tay. I play Andre Young instead of Young Dre. There's no subliminal diss, but someone will find it. You say Young Chris, I think about Criminal Minded.
Understand where I'm coming from?
No, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young. That's cause you a little young.
I know.
That's cause you a little young. Understand what I'm saying, son? No, you probably don't. That's cause you a little young.
Okay.
That's cause you a little young.
I know.
Boy, you a little young.
Make it or break it.
That was that new world premiere, one of the new joints right there. I know most of y'all seen it on World Star Hip Hop, and they're gonna be on one of. They was on 106 in Park today, actually. It premiered this Friday, but they was over there on Wednesday. You know what I'm saying? Judging, you know what I'm saying? So. Man, tell us, you know what I'm saying, what you feel about that joint, A Little Young. We want your feedback on that situation. For the cats in the chat room, do you think that the point was real about how many people have that young name? You know what I'm saying? Let us know how you feel. Call into the show, 347-826-7722. Tell us what you feel about the situation. I mean, is it real? Is there too many youngs and littles? You know what I'm saying? Little Wayne, you know. Young Jock, you know what I'm saying? This is a lot of, you know, youngs, you know what I'm saying? Let us know how you feel. I mean, if you really Google it, it's a lot of youngs out there, man. Let us know what you feel calling at 347-826-7722. Cardi, do we make this or break this? What you think about this situation, fam?
Yeah, make that. I like that. I like how they put that together. That was a nice joint. Creative as shit. I like that.
Definitely. Do you feel like Ed OG stayed, you know, the same way, like kind of consistent from like what we heard from him from the past?
No, it's definitely a different one. You know what I'm saying? It's, you know, it's Ed OG, but it's like it's new day Ed OG. You know what I'm saying?
That's so. Real. But what I'm saying in regards to like the concept of Lil Young, I mean, they trying to basically say that. Man, it's Mad Cat that really got that name.
Oh, yeah, you know? He's right. Nah. As far as what he was implying in the song, he was only naming the well-known ones at that. Like, it's way more than that. But he was just naming the ones that people will be familiar with. And so was, you know, on the young part. The young Jocks. He was only naming the ones people are familiar with. But if you, like you said, if you Google young or whatever, there's probably a million of them.
For real.
It's like it was trendy at the time. Like, now it's like you have rappers that have swag in their name.
Yep.
And it makes you wonder how long have they really been rapping. Because if your name is Swag or Young Swag or Swag, Little Swag, or so you have swag in your name, you probably wasn't rapping that long.
For real. And then it brings you back to, you know, not to take away from the MCs that do have those names like that, but at the end of the day, like, what happened to the originality of people? You know,
Before
you would have a name and you'd be like, nah, that's you, you know who, because nobody else got that name. That's You thought about that, that's that only person.
Real.
You know?
A lot of times is people name, nowadays people are naming themselves. Back then, people was giving you names.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
It was your nickname. Your nickname ended up being your rap name, or your street name ended up being your rap name, whatever they called you on the street.
That's definitely true. That's real talk.
But now it's like they naming themselves now. It's like, oh, I'm going to name and call myself this.
My name is Young Swag. My name is Young Son. My name is Little Da Da Da. My name is Little Doo. You know what I'm saying?
Little Young Swag. How about that? Call yourself Little Young Swag.
They can bob over the joint, man.
Yeah.
It's crazy, man. So, you know what I'm saying? We're going to go ahead and make that joint right there. I hope, you know what I'm saying, it definitely gets pushed right. You know what I'm saying? I definitely want to see that one because it's really... You know, fighting against the machine for real, subliminally. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
That definitely is a hot joint right there. I got a new joint from Trina, Empire State of Mind, her remix joint. You know what I'm saying? I want to know. Yup. We want to see if we should make this or break this.
Yeah. And this is
Trina.
Yeah, I'm off a 15, mama be on 5'3". Now I'm in the palace out in Dallas, come and find me. Bitch, I'm by the poolside, chillin' with my feet up, eating apple pie, but my life is much sweeter. MGC now, yeah, I got my own shit. 10 years ago, they never thought that I would own shit. What up to my cheek goes, all of my Dominicano goes out of Edison. Brought me back to that McDonald's Liberty City, the city of Liberty. Boy, you make a milli, I ain't talking about no easy week. Shots out to Weezy Week, is all of my exes. Yes, it's Colorado, but the kid is from Texas. They looking at the band now, and I don't mean that boy Diddy, plus I mean stacks. When I say it cost me 450, nigga, I be swiped out. Nigga, most definitely got a lot of money, cause it's part of my destiny.
Everyone I went to school with just reminds us why I can't fall off. Babies having babies now. Girl, you should be picking up a book. Put that baby down. Caught up on the in crowd. Now you on the prowl. Plus the dude that you say your baby daddy is a now. Picture being in the hood and walking your baby round with a bunch of dirty bitches with nothing to talk about. Every day you fight, it's an everyday life. Bitches barely making rent and they cutting off your life. I know it ain't right, boo. You gotta get it right. Just had your second baby, still stripping every night.
Why?
And somehow the shit feels different every night. Even though these niggas tipping money different every night. Girl, do your thing. I know you gotta get your cheese up. The city never sleeps. You better get an anesthesia.
Diva, but I be so forever. This where I get my rap done. I sit and get my braids here. My niggas send me everywhere and treat me to the newest year. This is Dade County, the home of the bad girls. Louis bag, tote and mag glosses. This is our world. Mona Lisa. Yeah, yeah, I'm coming hard. Yeah, I'm sick with it. About 5'6" brown skin, but I'm thick with it. Eating Haitian food. Shorty got a dunk on her. That's why every nigga driving in a dunk on her. Welcome to my side of life. And a bitch can't tell me I ain't vibing right. New heels, just so I can stump hoes. If the catalog ain't next season, we don't want those. M-I-E-A-O, mommy swag. Keep the haters coming.
Welcome to Lush Radio Online. www.blogtalkradio.com/LushRadioOnline. Call us at 347-826-7722. Lush Radio Online, where real music lives.
Make it or break it right there, man. That's Trina, Empire State of Mind. I don't know. What you think, Cardi?
I was glitched out the window.
You said what? What did you say now?
Huh?
What you say, dog? What you say?
Put me to sleep, man. I don't know if I want to hear that shit. I better look at you, baby.
You said you rather look at her.
I better look at her. You not that one. That was the wrong record for it. I see what she was trying to do. I saw what she was trying to do, but. Maybe it was Trina version. Maybe it was the other feature. Who was the people, the other two that was with her?
Wasn't no feature, man. That was all her rapping,
though.
That
wasn't her on all the verses.
Yes, it was, dog.
It was? It sounded. the last verse said something like, I'm thick with it. I'm five something brown.
That was her.
She's not brown, though. She like a light color.
That was her, dog. I mean,
she should have kept that shit and ride around and listen to herself.
Hey, dog, I'm going to have to break that joint because I'm going to tell you honestly, I ain't know what the hell she was saying, dog. For real.
I'm breaking it. Like, that's not going to be made.
That would.
I break her back. Not that. Fuck no.
What?
I break your back, Trina. If you see me in the street, I'm out. But nah, I'm serious.
That wasn't a good look for a song for her to even.
Nah,
why did she even want to
do? You don't play with that. If you gonna do that record, you gotta murder that joint.
Like, you gotta come harder. You gotta come hard as hell.
Yeah.
If you go, and I don't even really. I'm gonna honestly. I don't really like Empire State of Mind, the joint, that much for real. The original joint.
Yeah.
I'm not like super fan of it. So
it's
I don't
a good
even
song,
know.
Though.
It's a good song.
I think
a good,
it's for that area. For you to have a song to talk about your area. And for it to be commercially that big nationwide,
yeah,
and that's a big record. You're talking about New York and it's being accepted in it. You got the whole nation saying New York, like, you know what I'm saying? It's like hypnotizing.
I mean, it's a definitely, you know what I'm saying, a hot song for the New York area, but for somebody to remix, it don't even sound right.
It don't even
sound right. It just sounds improper. To remix, that's like, I'm from Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I'm from Ohio. Like, what the hell?
Or you could be like, I'm from Vermont.
I'm from Wyoming.
Yeah, from Montana.
You know what I'm saying?
Nah, yeah, I see. You can't just be throwing your city on that song. You can't just be like, yeah, I'm from down the street and shit.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just talking about, like, I'm from Myrtle Beach. Like, come on now.
Yeah, like.
Like, you can't do that with that song, dog. I mean, all love and peace and blessings to her, but, I mean, that joint was just not the right joint.
It didn't fit her. It didn't. I can't even front. That song, like, she stick to making them. I like it when she get on her sexy shit. Like, when she try to be, like, lyrical or shit, it don't come out right to me.
That was not a good look at all, yo. I don't know what the, I'm from Wyoming.
I'm
that was crazy as hell.
It's gonna be a UK one, baby. I'm from UK.
Yo, this joint right here is on Friday night, since it is Friday. From CJ Snipes right here, dog. This joint make me go back to the boom, boom, boom pop, or the original boom pop, or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
Really?
And this joint is hot right here, son. I mean, check it out, man. It make you want to break dance right here, dog. It's CJ Snipes. It's called Friday Night. Make you want to, like, jump in a crowd or something, man.
I dig it.
Now Let's get it started. Pour me a cup and act retarded. You know you really like me, world, be honest. Tonight, we gonna party, I promise. Pouring out, looking for the deli to party. Not the best now, but I goes the hardest. Career taking off like a chick that's topless. And my ideas work like I'm Dr. Robotnik. They swear I'm a monster, they call me the Loch Ness. Selling out concerts, I must be toxic. Keep on talking, I'ma keep walking. Straight to the bank, on my CD dropping. Why you wanna hate? Hit your lyrical coffin. I write so much that my pen's exhausted. They think I'm gonna break, but I'm never stopping. An indestructible grind, how the hell you gonna stop him? Oh.
This is what I does, and I do it all day. And my swagger feeling right, cause I just got paid like it's Friday
night.
Always dies. You can talk me, but you never hide. So they all say hello, but it's always bye. Look, I'ma keep it real to the end of the road. Hit it to the top, my prophecy showed every Friday night. Watch it unfold as I take a little trip, hop in the studio. Then I step inside the booth with my good 10 toes. Working 24-7, cause my mind doesn't close. I'ma get it till I gotta do. Get it out of still while I'm saving up a profit. Trying to get up out of the hood, cause I feel I'm surrounded by the opposite of good. So I keep the hammer on me, man. I wish a nigga would have his body laying somewhere in the middle of the woods. And I had the evidence to bury guns in the mud. But they don't like me, they wanna see me lie beneath. I am a shock, my few piranhas. A terrorist in the game, the way I bomb the beach. But I'ma stop there, C4 under your seat. I guess I'm back now, a deadly combination of compounds. The king of this rap shit, please just bow down. Stop it too long, I don't get to chow down. I overachieve, you should know me by now. I never back down from challenges. Even though it doesn't hurt that I'm talented. They got my upcoming shows on the calendars. Entertain all day, watch me balance this. Running your mouth sideways, I silence them. Internet gangsters don't know what violence is. Showing up at your mainframe with them silencers. Put your brain on the clock, you know what time it is.
This what I does, and I do it all.
That I'll pursue it. See, I'm the shit, cure maneuver. They all wanna copy my style and maneuvers, but I don't know why they wanna hinder the movement. Or maybe that they see that the movement's moving. You should hop on board. What the hell are you doing? Headed to the top, that's what we pursue. My team full of winners, get used to the losing. If you're number one, then it's just an illusion. I had to barge in, sorry for the intrusion. Even though it seems that I'm causing confusion, I get the crowd pumped like I brought in a fusion. A popular bunch, me, myself, and Irene. I'm a sleepwalker, the way I follow my dreams. You can try to follow me in this industry world. We can battle it out, just get your keyboard.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and everybody in the party started yawning. But let's keep partying just like it's a Friday.
What do I owe for this encounter? Shout out to the DJs and the bouncers. Shout out to the fans. The industry's my lunch, and they can see I got it all in the bag.
Basketball player,
yeah, that's all in the past.
Your hot music,
all in the trash.
Let me write you a check.
I want it all in cash.
I don't wanna know
why the fuck would you ask.
This what I does, and I do it all day. And my swagger feeling right, cause I just got paid like it's Friday
night.
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 It's Friday night.
Come on.
It is Friday night, and my ass need to stop packing so I can go to New York for real. You know what I'm saying? What you think about that joint, Cardi? Bubonic Supersonic, it's Friday night. Should we make it a break? What you think, dog? How you feel about it? What's your feedback on that situation?
It ain't my cup of noodles, you know what I'm saying? But I see, like, young kids loving that shit, though. Like, younger people probably love that shit. Like, in a skating ring or some shit like that.
I could definitely see that in the skating ring or, you know what I'm saying, the teens and everything definitely love it. Like, I mean, I could see, like, cats jumping, like, in the stage. Like, you know how they jump on the stage to the crowd? Like, I could definitely see that joint. And I can also see it as a crossover joint, like an alternative hip-hop joint.
Yeah, something like You a Jerk or something along them lines. Yeah, I could see how they would get to work. But, yeah, I mean, it's a night drink for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Friday night, something they can yell around the house and get on your nerves and stay all damn day.
For real, the hook is definitely catchy. It's a Friday night. I definitely like the joint. To me, I think, you know, and definitely because it's Friday and it's a hype joint. You know what I'm saying? And you getting amped to get ready to go to the club. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And this is the last joint, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to hold you too much, Hardy, because you know how you are. You know what I'm saying? You craziest shit, dog. This crazy ass nigga, dog.
Friday night.
For real, that joint hot to me. I love that joint. But y'all, I'm gonna play this last joint right here. It's called My Secluded. You know what I'm saying? My Secluded Confessions by Kiki. I'm gonna play this joint real quick. It's from a female MC. And then, you know what I'm saying, we're gonna get that hot freestyle from your man Cartier. You know what I'm saying? Like he always do. He about to bless y'all, you know what I'm saying, with the lyrical fire in a few minutes. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to play this joint, My Secluded Confessions. Tell us what you think.
Attention, world.
Yeah.
Allow me to introduce you to My Secluded Confessions.
PSA.
It's been a long time coming.
Oh, it has.
But I'm here.
Huh.
Got a couple things I need to get off my chest.
Get it off then.
Then I can put everything to rest.
Yeah.
So here I go.
Put it in perspective.
They say time tells it all, but the days pass by more repetitive than last. Full throttle with emotions, counting down the days, hoping that they might be better than the last. Zooming in on my purpose, cause God made me different. Staring in the eyes of the nemesis, intricated, offended. So in another life, I will really be a hardcore feminist. I demand respect. My sex. I'm a woman before anything and never nothing less. When I meet guys, they wanna put me to the test.
Yeah.
Homie, this is beer, so if not, don't text. And since I'm a woman, we all know what's next.
Yeah.
Work 10 times harder to initiate success. True life on wax, but it's still repressed. This is hard to in-depth.
Yeah.
Even push eject.
That's the question, man. Make it or break it. What you think about lyrically? Do you think she came right? You know what I'm saying? Do you think she should switch up some? What you think about it, Cardi?
I like the joint. She did her thing on it.
So Cardi says we should go ahead and make it right there. My Secluded Confessions by Kiki. You already know what it is, man. We stamping them, we flipping them, and we rubbing them down with some oil, baby. We live in the building. You know what I'm saying? Your hostess with the most is Leslie Lester, People's Voice, and your man Cartier. And you know, he's famous for saying,
She, you already know.
Yeah. Oh, shit, man. But you know what, Cardi, man? Go ahead and give the people what they've been waiting for. It's Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday. Give them what they've been waiting for, dog. Give them, you saying, ear assassination, dog.
Give them a sample, man. What, you got beats, or I got acapella without?
You got the acapella without. Because I don't want to super throw you off, man, because I think I got one. Let me see. I think I got a twisted joint, but it might be.
No. I'm not. That's why I got a V13 engine in my mouth. Nah, brother. Shout out to Twister, though. I say check. I say check, motherfucker. I say check, motherfucker. Hey, man. Wow. I say check, motherfucker. Yeah. I play pool with the planets. Impregnate the eighth wonder of the world's daughter on a knife and name it Malice. Hoop with Pluto and you the Grand Canyon at the basket. You know I'm too cold if a man says it can happen. I'm beyond rapping, I'm beyond trapping, I'm beyond your deepest imagination. Somewhere in space creating a fucking classic, you bastard, I'm biohazard, I'm the master. Talk shit and leave your brain flabbergasted, the name's Cardi, yeah, said it before. I break your ass down, I bring lightning and thunder like Mighty Thor. Fucking oil you clowns up, get the pound up, pound one, hot two. Fuck around if you wanna, lose your fucking front too. What up, Lushy Lush? The deal, man. I'm just out here trying to make a meal, man. Not a happy, though. Hey, used to be nappy, though. I got the motherfucking antidote. And get the nappy dug out, you get your whole team fucked up. Like vertical sex. You said it? Hold up, man. I don't know what I'm going to do for you, man. That's all I'm going to do. You already know, motherfucker. I was like, it's freestyle shit, man. You ain't ready for this shit, man. OG, baby.
Hey, yo, Cardi is stupid as hell. Hey, Cardi, man, tell the people how they can get at you on Twitter and online and everything, man, which is the hotness you got going on, man.
Hey, you can follow me on Twitter at Cardi _ yeah, that's C-A-R-T-Y _ Y-E-A-H, C-A-R-T-Y _ Y-E-A-H. Follow me, I'll follow you back.
He definitely does. This is the realest dude ever, you know what I'm saying? This dude right here is some hot, you know what I'm saying, hype out here doing this thing. And definitely y'all need to support this brother. Y'all need to support CJ Snipes, need some management, Kiki, all the cats that came through on the show, you know what I'm saying, Ola, you know what I'm saying, my man from Philly. You know, everybody, man, we getting it in all day, every day, man, you know what I'm saying? This is what music is about, supporting each other. If we ain't supporting each other, then what the hell are we doing it for? Real talk. And make sure that you find your niche in this game. Not everybody is built to be a rapper. Some people are built to be like a manager, like my girl Nisha, you know what I'm saying? Some people are built to be PR. Some people are built to be photographers. Some people are just built to be assistants or co-producers or producers or you know what I'm saying? Find your niche in the game. Maybe you're meant to be a CEO or executive, man. Own your own business. Own something, man. Have something to show for all your hard work. Real talk, man. You know what I mean? Let's get real in this game. At the end of the day, it's a business. If y'all got your business together, then what do you really got for real?
Absolutely,
you know?
Nothing.
You know what I'm saying? Cardi, do you got some last words to tell the people? You know what I'm saying? Some words of wisdom, words to the wise.
Yeah, man, just be real, man. Be real with yourself, man, because you ain't, at the end of the day, you ain't fooling nobody but yourself when you're faking the funk, my nigga, and my nigga at. So just be real, man. You can't lie to the man in the mirror, man, because, yeah.
For real.
That's what it
when
is.
When the funk hits the fan, all the people want to say, jam with me. But I want to be in New York, leaving at 6 o'clock a.m. in the morning. We headed to upstate New York, Syracuse, to go up there to the Upper State Independent Awards. Lush Radio Online got nominated for awards. So hopefully I could bring back an award for the DMV ASAP, you know what I'm saying? But, you know what I'm saying, I'm also going to be a presenter. So once I get the pictures all done for that situation, I will be posting it all over the place, man. Check me out on them Twit pics all day, every day. Check my man Cardi. Let's do what we do, baby. Cardi, you know you gotta hit him with the famous line, though.
You already know.
And you know what I say, man? You just officially got stamped by your girl, Lushy Lush, and we live in the building. And you know, just because, you know what I'm saying, NOG and Master Ace is my dudes, I'm going to go ahead and, you know what I'm saying, play this little young joint one more time. Because, you know what I'm saying, y'all cats need to be original out here, man. Stop. I ain't even going to use the word SWAG because I'm tired of it, you know. SWAGGA, I'm going to stop saying it. So what I'm saying is basically, you know what I mean, stop stealing each other's, you know, persona. So this is what it is. Be original, man. That's all that counts. And make sure that you know what you're doing in this game and understand what you're working towards. Your girl, Lushy Lush, the people's voice, not doing for me, doing it for the people. And we love you, man, and we out. Little Young Master Ace and NOG, and we out. Lush Radio Online, Freestyle Friday, Follow Friday. Follow us on Twitter, baby. Lush Radio Online, everything. Google me, and go ahead, Cardi, give it to him.
You already know.
Peace.
Peace. I love that shit.
Roster 9. I'm here to tell you, Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
Hey, Nick. A&E, yeah. Hey, yo. Hey, yo. Barack Obama, we need change. How many rappers in the game got little in front of their name? Lil Wayne, Lil Uzi, it's a little shame.